This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi. Delivering the keynote address, President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, today said that the Global South will decide the next world order and India will play a deciding factor in it. He remarked that the global power balance has shifted and Global South has economy and demography in its sight. President Stubb said the era of Western-dominated world is over, but this will take some time to sink in across the West. He acknowledged that there are major challenges in world politics today. President of Finland stressed that power vacuum will be felt without a functioning world power. He added that if nations give up on international rules, the current world order will collapse. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said Indians must continue to develop sharp global awareness. He said the discussions over the next few days will be about new capabilities, technology, AI and new mindsets.
Our discussions over the next few days will be about new capabilities, military, economic, energy, human resources, and above all, technology. AI particularly awaits us. It will also be about two new mindsets, the greater propensity to take risks, equally the growing resolve to de-risk and diversify.
India and Finland today exchanged several agreements in different areas, including environmental cooperation, migration and mobility partnership and statistics in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a discussion with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wider spectrum of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty." He said from Ukraine to West Asia, several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts. President of Finland arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke with Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyid Abbas Araghchi this afternoon. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with Oman's Foreign Minister Sayyid Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud Al Busaidi on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. The conflict in West Asia is escalating rapidly as several countries are getting involved. US and Israel are carrying out joint airstrikes against Iran, while Tehran is responding with missiles and drones. Iran-backed armed groups Hezbollah has joined the attacks. Azerbaijan today accused Iran of carrying out a drone attack against its exclave of Nakhchivan, in which two civilians have been injured. Qatar has said the country was subjected to a missile attack and its air defense systems are intercepting the missiles. Local authorities are evacuating residents living in the vicinity of U.S. embassy. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri signed the condolence book at the Embassy of Iran in New Delhi. Today, on behalf of the Government of India, Mr. Misri offered condolences at the death of Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The election to the House of Representatives, members of Nepal, has concluded peacefully across the country today. The voting process started at 7 a.m. and ended at 5 p.m. with ballot boxes being sealed by officers immediately after polling time. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, host India were 162 for 3 in 13.2 overs against England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. And that's the end of the news bulletin.